Hey everyone, it's Jeff Hammer, your Law of Attraction coach. Today, we'll talk about reclaiming your junk. So stick around. Welcome back, everyone. Thanks for listening today. Listen, we all have a tendency to hang on to our junk. I'm talking about that overstuffed garage, or maybe even that storage unit you own. A friend of mine, Amy Dufresne, a wonderful speaker and author, speaks with people about clutter, clearing, and self-care. So think about this. There are over twice as many storage facilities than McDonald's and Starbucks combined. Times how many storage lockers or garages in each one of these facilities? Millions and millions of square feet. So here's what I want you to consider. In both physical and non-physical aspects, number one, things weigh us down. And number two, thoughts can weigh us down. Now, when it comes to things, I'm a master at letting things go. For much of my career, I was in the real estate industry, buying, selling, rehabbing. I even wrote a book called Your First Fix and Flip that still sells quite well on Amazon. With real estate, you can take advantage of tax laws and sell your primary residence every 2 years tax-free. So I'd buy a home, renovate, remodel, sell, and move every 2 years. So I learned to travel light. What happened in my life is I recognized the lighter I was traveling, in other words, the less crap I had, the less stress I had in my life. Additionally, I practiced the law of circulation, which teaches we need to let go in order for new things to come into our life. So I'll encourage you, pack a box of things in your home, garage, or storage unit and donate them. Drop them off at Goodwill or another organization of your choice. You'll be amazed at the freedom this letting go brings. And think of the blessing it'll become to someone that could use it. Now, let's talk about our thoughts. Talk about things weighing you down. Our talk title, Reclaiming Your Junk, is really targeted to negative thoughts that we keep bringing up in our life. Reclaiming and retelling the stories of a past failure or regret or missed opportunity. You know, every one of us in life experiences failure, regrets, disappointments. It's just part of what has brought us to this point in our life. Without failure or disappointment, we'd never have the ability to learn or grow. So be grateful for those past experiences. The most important thing is that we stop telling the story out loud or in our head, that we stop regretting what didn't happen or what did, that we stop using the story or experience to enable us to be a victim. Our life today is this way because such and such happened or didn't happen. You know, I like to use this example. Think of yourself as driving your car. You could look in the rearview mirror, this tiny little mirror, and relive the past. Or you can look out through the massive windshield to the future you're creating. Now, which direction are you headed? I personally don't spend much time in the rearview mirror. I'm not headed that way. Let's always remember the law of attraction says that like attracts like. that our thoughts and emotions attract similar, even stronger thoughts and emotions, which in turn become physical manifestations. Let's make sure our thoughts are focused on the direction we're headed. Don't be a sloppy thinker. Let go of the past junk. Bless it and let it go forever. Thanks for listening. And please think about who you can share this podcast with. As we put out good into the world, we attract good back into our life.